Hey, it's Saturday at 6 o'clock, and another night of, what's our show called? Don, are you there?
I'm here.
What is our show called?
What do you want it to be called? I've been trying to give it a name since we started.
Rise and Shine.
You know, I kind of like the Win and Don show. I mean, it suited us for a while.
No, it has to be the Don and Win show because you're the boss, and we have to defer to authority. You know, I can't.
You know, I wouldn't say that anymore. Don't pin that crap on me. Do not defer to authority out there, folks. Authority is not who you want to defer to. Don't go begging the government to protect you.
But you can fire me, Don.
I can fire you? How's that possible?
Well, because you're the owner. I'm just a serf.
No, I can actually adjust your volumes at will, but that's about it.
Well.
Yeah, I've been relegated to second-class citizen.
You are?
Yep. I'm now a pedestrian.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
I'm walking, you know, everywhere, but don't know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I don't know where I'm going.
Well, there you go. So you're what we would term a pedestrian.
No, I mean you can go somewhere by car as well.
Yeah, but again, I mean pedestrian.
Do you know something, Don? People come back week after week after week to listen to us talk this way. Now.
I don't think there's as many as you might think.
They're not coming back?
Well, I think your ego might have the best of you.
Really?
Yeah.
I really believe that. People come back every week. I met like three people.
Well, you'd be close. You know, you're in there. You're in the ball game.
I see.
I mean, you know, if we might have, I think what we have is three listeners.
Mm-hmm.
That have maybe 10, 15 computers each, and they're just being kind.
10, 15 what?
Computers.
Computers?
Yeah.
Robots.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Eureka.
I see. We got three humans and a bunch of robots. Do robots hear? Can they hear?
I think they can hear here, but only when they're here. Otherwise, they're there, and, you know, then it doesn't make sense to even them.
Well, here we are on the brink. You think the world's going to fall apart?
Gosh, good question. Is the world going to hell in a handbasket? Absolutely not. August is here, folks. The winds of change. You already felt it. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to pretend that the people are ignorant because they're not. Everybody's tuning in on a higher vibration. It's almost telepathic. I think it's global.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a higher energy. Everybody's tuning into it. And, that's what I believe. I mean, I may sound like a nut, but sometimes I won't.
You sound like a nut, but you're really not.
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it.
You know, if you take the O out of not and put a U in, you get nut.
Go Planters.
Did you hear that?
Aren't they a football team or something? I mean, I rarely watch sports.
Did you hear what I just said? That was very good.
What was that?
If you put the U in not, you get nut.
U and not, yes.
Oh, no, we got a call in. What's going on?
We did. Oh, let's take this caller. We'll take this caller.
You
caller?
Thank you.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Okay.
Were you looking for a psychic?
Yes.
Well, you're on the air with Don and Wynn.
What are they?
You know, actually, interestingly enough, we're the people that you are now talking with. It's an amazing thing. But here we are.
Okay.
Now, hey, what's the name of our call-in? She called in by mistake. That's why she called in. Most people don't call us because
we're the mistake, and they'd rather not go there.
Because we're so dumb, they don't call. So,
I'm sorry.
So you're lucky.
That's your call. I mean,
okay. Wait, my call?
Yeah. Michael. Right. Maybe your son should be named that. No?
So would you share your name with us?
What's your name?
My last name. You can stay anonymous.
You're on the air. You don't. You can.
Well, I thought there was a psychic on. I thought.
Well, we are. We're what they call intuitive understandlings, and we can actually get there from here if you'll let us. Are you prepared to let us in?
Did you?
Are you prepared to let us in? Can we actually look up your records? Will you give us permission to go delving into your records? They're etheric, so we want to go there. We want to delve into them. We won't be all that nosy. There'll just be two of us, Don and Wynn. We would like that permission. And if you grant that to us, we will now give you the reading of your life.
Okay, let's
hear it. So you give us permission? We can actually, you know, access
let her ask a question. Let her ask a question, Don.
Okay.
First of all, let me say you're very courageous for being on our show.
Exemplary.
And think of a question, and Don will make his attempt to answer it. And understand that this is for entertainment. We take no liability for Don's answers. Okay?
We also won't sue anybody.
And we won't sue anybody.
For their questions.
Right.
So you're not going to get sued.
All right, I'll call back when there's a psychic on. Okay, thank you.
There we go. We scared another one away, Don.
Bang! Bang! Well, I'm afraid, you know, I was about to give her the reading of her life. I was going to tell her about her life.
Mm-hmm.
From an intuitive standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'd have probably been wrong, but I was prepared to give it a go. That's kind of sad.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, did she miss out? Did I miss out? I mean, are we left, you know, with our palms up? Or what?
Okay.
Let's sing something.
You know what? I brought my joke book today. Okay?
You did.
Yeah, because I knew that we would need it to get through the hour, and so there's a whole chapter in here called "Totally Tasteless Jokes." Okay?
A totally tasteless jokes.
Now I figure that's what is appropriate.
Very bland
for the Don and Wynn show, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, bland. I mean, that's kind of like the bland leading the bland.
Yeah. So, like, for example, here's a totally tasteless joke. What's the difference between boogers and broccoli?
Boogers and broccoli?
Right.
The differences or the similarities?
The difference.
The difference between boogers and broccoli. Well, beyond how it's spelt, can we go into all sorts of differences, like even taste?
Hey, just be the straight man and say you give up, okay?
I give up.
Thank you.
Yes.
Kids won't eat broccoli.
Yeah. My kids like broccoli.
Now, here's another one. You ready?
All right.
Have you noticed how bad Don's breath is?
Have I noticed? Absolutely.
I mean, actually, it doesn't say Don, it says Stan, but I'm just being even more tasteful.
I've noticed. Boy, I'll tell you, my breath is yuck mouth.
Okay, are you kidding? It's so bad, people look forward to his farts.
Hey, you know, that's actually pretty good. That'd actually go over okay in a bar.
I'd go over okay in a bar.
Or at Denny's. Where are you?
Well, there's certain similarities between the Don and Wynn show and being at a bar, right? Yeah, did you hear about the cannibal that was expelled from school?
The cannibal?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He was buttering up his
Over.
Teacher.
All right, now let's close that book.
No, there's still some good ones here. In this
yeah, yeah, but I wanted to get in. I wanted to, you know, I mean, one might lead into the other, but I actually wanted to read the Akashic book.
What's invisible and smells like carrots?
Invisible.
Yeah.
And smells like carrots.
Yeah.
That's going to give me pause for thought. I give
rabbit,
up.
Rabbit farts.
Yeah, see, you should have put the book down a while ago. But you just didn't know when to stop. All right, put that back. Settle back.
I'll put it away for a moment and see if we can't get on a roll here on the Don and Wynn Show.
On the Don and Wynn Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Don and Wynn Show.
Thank you for showing up.
I'm really honest. It's BBS's most dumb show. There's a lot of shows on BBS.
Well, you know, actually, we got a lot of wisdom to impart.
We do?
We usually do. We used to. I don't know. You know, the problem is I've become so ignorant that I realize that before I start teaching anybody anything, you know, most people know a heck of a lot more about themselves and their own truth and their own lives than I do. And for me to pretend otherwise is kind of ridiculous. You know, I think people at this stage of the game can find their inner them, and they usually by now are listening. They're attuned one way or the other. They're either tuning out or they're tuning in, and I would think across the globe they're tuning in.
Tuning into the Don and Wynn Show.
To BBS.
To BBS.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of wisdom. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of beautiful shows on BBS, so don't judge a book by its cover.
That's okay? Right. We do not set the example.
Because Don is the
we don't even set an example. But we can win if you're listening.
You can what?
We can, you know, impart wisdom to our audience if we choose
okay.
to. If we choose to. If you
okay,
choose
Don,
to,
Don,
and I am in agreeance, we can do so.
Say something wise, Don. Come on.
Something very, very wise, or just kind of wise.
Something that somebody will have some kind of cognition on. Come on.
All right. I think that the wind's a changer here. I think that everything is now kind of like reminiscent. It's a fader. It's a fading effect. The worst, you know, even though you kind of see it, and it might look a little worse than it was the day before, it's getting way better. In other words, the winds of change are here. We have now seen the turning point. We are at the turning point for the world. When I say it, I believe it's extreme.
We got a
yes.
caller, Don.
Okay, we have a caller. We'll leave him on there. Caller, hold on. I'm just finishing up here, and then we're going to put you on the Don and Wynn Show.
Callers are few and far between.
Now, yes,
you know, so.
Absolutely. So, now that we have them muted for just a second, we have you muted, caller. So, if you scream, no one will hear you.
I hope this is not
now,
another
hold on.
Person.
Well, let's just give
it's
it a moment.
Not another person that wants a psychic reading, Don.
I think that everybody in the world, if they're somehow awoke, they will feel and tune into the fact that everything now is kind of like a scab. It's healing. And they're going to connect to it. They're going to feel the winds of change. They're not going to see things quite so directly, a little more aloof, because they don't need to be so entangled emotionally into it, because it's healed. It's just the remnants catching up to that. That's what I think. All right.
Okay,
caller.
That's what our caller has to say.
Well, I called in to see if I could talk to a psychic, but I'd be happy to talk to a sidekick.
All right, Wynn.
Sounds like
back
sounds
to
like,
you.
That sounds like Don Dimeloff.
What's up, man?
What? You should really have higher stakes. You shouldn't be. You should be either Don Dimeloff or Don Kordoroff, not Don Nikoloff.
Well,
I mean,
it's a sale in a dime store. You get a Nikoloff.
You get a Nikoloff.
So, Don, what inspired you to call us, Don Nikoloff?
You're having a blast, and I just wanted to join in and see if I could be a smartass along with you.
Right. See, that's why we call this. What do we call it, Wynn?
The Junior Metaphysics? The Don and Wynn Show?
Junior Metaphysics.
Metaphysics.
This is like the three guys sitting on a bar stool in a bar, and since Don can't get out very much to go to the local bar, we just have the Don and Wynn Show every Saturday, and we emulate a bar environment.
And I drink.
I wasn't going to say that.
I do, because I'm just trying to hold true to character.
Right, right. So Don is...
It was your plan.
Good one. I used to resist it. I used to think, how can we do a serious show if Don's drinking? And you know what? I gave up resisting it.
You can't do a serious show when I'm drinking. Impossible.
No, so I just said, I'll just go with the flow.
Let Don.
In a bar environment. And, Don can...
We got two of us here now. You let go, you let Don. Now you're in a winning ballpark. You're like at the Olympics.
About to get
Beijing, baby. Beijing.
So, Don Nikoloff, do you ever drink?
Do I ever drink?
Occasionally,
yeah. On a hot summer day or night, I might have a beer or two. Or I might have a glass of wine with dinner or something like that, but it's not like, I have a vineyard and a wine cellar. No, nothing like that.
I want one.
You maintain your composure, though, right?
I chill all the time. What can I say?
Wynn's still mad at me because sometimes I just have not given him the composure that he so deserves.
No. I don't expect anything anymore, Don. Haven't you noticed?
Zap.
I just go along with it. It's okay.
Now it's okay. Zap.
It's called going with the flow.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So you haven't answered my question. Is there a psychic or a sidekick that I can talk to?
You can talk to a psychic.
A sidekick? Okay.
Sure.
Okay, which one of you guys is the sidekick?
I'm gonna read the Akashic Records if you'll let me.
Now, wait a second. We have Don Nikoloff and...
That's Akashic with an A, C, not A, K.
So we have the...
A, K, A, A, C, A, okay?
Not A, C, A, S, H, right?
Akashic.
You can put a nickel into the Akashic Records,
Akashic.
And you'll get a free MP3 in your email.
Is that for me or is that for the audience?
He answers that, folks.
I don't direct.
We'll be back to you. Wynn, back to you.
Back to me. Well, Don Nikoloff wants to ask a question to a sidekick, right?
Well, I just know that's not really why I called. I just wanted to make as much sense as you guys are making right now.
See, Wynn, you got to start to flow with it.
I am flowing with it.
Are you flowing with it now, though?
Well, you're the one
right
that's
now?
Drinking. That's why you're always taking bathroom breaks, because you're flowing so much.
That's right. Yeah, but that, ladies, I didn't want you to know that.
Was that inappropriate? Did I say something inappropriate?
It's okay. It'll be used to good advantage.
Okay. Do you need a bathroom break yet, Don?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
I know. I'm good.
Well,
I'm excellent. I just wanted to interject that.
I was just responding to your plea, Wynn, that I call into the show sometime. I know you... You were hoping.
Oh, no, no. Listen, I'm always glad to have somebody call into the show because that way it keeps Don and I, you know, on our toes. You know,
yeah.
When it's just the two of us together,
mm-hmm.
it goes over the deep edge of nonsensical. You know.
So when and, before I called, were you on your heels? Is that what you're saying, or?
Don, what were you on before you called?
I think you lost him.
I'm here, baby.
Oh, there he is.
Baby S. You know, if people ever forget BBS, Bulletin Board System, I mean, I know many of you remember that sort of acronym, the acronym BBS attached to it. But think Baby S.
Mm-hmm.
Baby S.
Yes. Well, actually, I...
Right? And, doesn't it feel right to you?
I should tell our audience that John Nikoloff has one of the best shows on BBS.
He's won the BBS Nobel Peace Prize Award.
Oh, have I?
That was the Nobel Pizza Prize, wasn't it?
Peace. Or, no, it wasn't peace, was it?
It was pizza.
No? What Nobel Prize did you win again?
I won a Nobel or a Noble. I thought
actually,
it was pronounced Nobel.
Actually,
Noble.
You won the Nobel.
No,
oh, the Nobel Prize.
Nobel,
oh,
BBS Nobel Prize.
Oh, that was the mount for my studio, the head mount of the bull.
That's right. We were mounting something that day, weren't we?
So, Don's show, Don Nikoloff's show, or Don Dymoloff's show.
Evident.
It's called Evident Footprints.
Footprints.
And Evident Footprints, kind of a weird title. You must have thought a long time to
No, it's almost like Sherlock Holmesy, I think. Evident Footprints. It's like,
words,
where do the facts lead?
Mm-hmm.
Following
the facts from the shore to the from the sea to the land, wherever you go, just kind of Sherlock Holmesy.
And he has the best of exposing things, upliftment, spiritual, whatever. And he is very like a detective.
Detective, that's right.
He looks at things really.
He's like your best columnist, but you get to hear him.
That's because I'm on the radio.
That's right. See, there you go.
Yeah, that's kind of how that works.
So Don Nikoloff, we've been sharing jokes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You have a really good joke.
Oh wow! Let's see. Well, how far can I go with the joke?
Back to 1812.
We've used the word fart.
Okay. Well, let's say I can be suggestive without using swear words, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, this is a joke, and so I'm not accused of singling out people with certain hair types. This is a joke about a girl who has a certain color hair. Okay? Use your imagination, folks. And she's having... She thinks there's something wrong with her car when she starts it up in the morning. So she shuts it off, and she goes in the house, and she calls up her mechanic, and she says, Fred, I just had my car tuned up last week, and when I started it up, it didn't sound right to me. She said, you know, I think you didn't do a good job tuning it up. And he says, well, bring it in. Let me take a look at it. So she brings it in. He stops the job he's working on. He puts it on some diagnostic equipment, fires it up, and it's running, purring like a kitten. He can't see a thing wrong. And he says, does it stall out sometimes, like when you're trying to accelerate? And she says, well, yeah, it does that, but it just sounded funny this morning when I started it up, kind of sounded like it sounds now. And he says, well, I'll tell you what, here's what you do. You can fix this yourself. I won't be able to touch this car till next week. Look, I've got 30 cars here. Go home. Leave it in your driveway, crawl behind the tailpipe, and blow real hard in the tailpipe. And if there's any deposits caught up there that are restricting airflow, it should clear it out. So she did that. She went home, and she got behind the the rear bumper, climbed underneath the car, put her hands around the end of the tailpipe, and blew on it real hard. Right about then, her roommate, who had the same color hair, that certain color hair, came out and said, "What are you doing, Susie?" And she says, "Well, I went over to Fred's, and Fred couldn't work on my car. He said I'd have to bring it in next week, and in the meantime, all I'd have to do is blow in the tailpipe, and that should clear everything out, you know, all the blockage and everything." And she goes, "Duh, you got to roll your windows up first."
An American, a Russian, an Iraqi, and an Israeli were walking down the street when a man came up to them and said, "Excuse me, I'm with the Gallup organization, and we're conducting a public opinion poll about the meat shortage." The Russian said, "What meat?" The American said, "What's a shortage?" The Iraqi said, "What's public opinion?" And the Israeli said, "What's excuse me?"
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Well, I've got lots of jokes. I don't know if I can tell them on the radio, but...
Well, can you help him out here, Wynn? You're the sidekick. We're both freezing here. The Dons are freezing.
Here's a good one. This guy was trying to become famous in Hollywood, and he wasn't too successful, so he went to a makeover agent who was going to help him redo his image. And the makeover agent said, "Listen, the problem is very simple. You can't be successful in Hollywood with your name. No one is going to, like, hire a comedian with the name Penis Von Lesbian." So the guy goes home, changes his name, and sure enough, a year later, he's famous. He's, like, on got talk shows. Everyone's heard of him. So he sends, a letter.
Mary Tyler Moore loves him.
He sends a letter to his makeover agent. He says, "Thank you. Without your assistance, I would have never had this happen." And, of course, how did he sign his letter, Don?
Well, you tell us, Wynn. You tell us.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Hmm.
But you knew that. Did I tell you
that
before?
Well, I never got past the word Dyke.
I see. All right.
Well, I've got one more for you, gentlemen. These two guys are duck hunting in the woods in Massachusetts near Walden Pond. And about 5 o'clock every evening, it gets real foggy and real cold. And they're on vacation, and their wives are waiting for them in the lodge where they're staying so that when they come home with whatever they catch while they're hunting, they'll cook them dinner. So they've been duck hunting all day, and they each get 5 ducks. And the quota for the day is 7. They look at each other, "You know, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of cold, and I want to get back to the lodge. We can have the wives defeather these ducks, and we can start dinner. You know, we're under the quota, so we're cool. What do you say we just maybe come back tomorrow again?" So they agree. They put their ducks in the back of his pickup truck, 5 on one side, 5 on the other side. While they're pulling out of the forest, they see a blue flashing light in the rearview mirror. And the one guy said to the other guy, "Oh, no." He says, "It looks like it's the forest ranger. Now he's going to stop us. He's going to give us a hard time. Lord knows what's going to happen. He might even arrest us. Who knows?" The other guy says, "We didn't break any laws. We're cool." So the guy comes up to the window and he says, "You gentlemen been fishing?" He said, "No, we haven't been fishing." He said, "Well, you been trapping?" And he said, "No, sir, we haven't been trapping." And he says, "Then you must have been hunting. What are you hunting?" And he said, "Well, we've got ducks. And I've
got
5.
Ducks!
And my buddy's got 5. When we're both 2 under the quota. Is there a problem, officer?" And he says, "It's not as simple as it may look. The quota is one thing." He says, "We've had a problem around here for the last year or two, and we're trying to address it." He said, "We've been getting complaints from people in other states that we're shooting their ducks, that they're not returning back in the spring. And the guy says, well, how the heck can you tell where a duck is from? He says, listen, I've been trained by Homeland Security. I know exactly how to do this. I'll show you.
I know those ducks.
Okay, so they go, he goes back behind the tailgate, and he says, you mind if I look in this pile here on the driver's side? And he says, no, be my guest. So he counts the ducks, and he says, okay, you got five ducks. I'm going to check one of these ducks out. And he holds it up by the neck, and he takes his finger, his thumb, and he sticks it up the duck's butt. And he pulls it out, and he sniffs it. He says, okay, you see? He says, this here duck is from West Virginia. And he throws it down on the ground, and he says, now, we're going to make a pile out here outside your vehicle. And he says, if I get three of these, it's a $300 fine. I don't care if all 10 are from out of state. The maximum and fine is $300 on three ducks. So the guys are looking at each other like in total disbelief. And then the one guy, the driver, says, you're joking. This is a practical joke, right? And he says, no. He says, let's check your buddy's pile. So he goes and he pulls a duck out and he holds it up by his neck, takes his thumb, sticks it up the duck's butt, pulls it out, and he sniffs his thumb. And he says, you see, this duck's from Kentucky. So you got two there now. One more duck. He says, I'm going to have to fine you. The guy says, would you please explain to us what kind of special training you have that you know where these ducks are from? He says, don't argue with me. He said, I'll have to fine you for impeding an investigation. So they're looking in disbelief as he reaches underneath the pile. He says, I'll be fair. I'll grab one randomly from underneath the pile. And he holds it up by the neck, and he sticks his thumb up the duck's rear end, and he pulls it out, and he sniffs his thumb. And then he looks puzzled, so he sticks it up in there again, and he twists it around a little bit, pulls it out, sniffs it, and he says, I thought so. This one's from Pennsylvania. Boys, I'm going to have to fine you $300. And now the guy's getting up pretty upset. In fact, both of them start arguing with him, and he says, look, don't argue. He says, I'm just making my rounds now. I've got to go through the whole forest. If you really tick me off, I'm going to run you in and throw you in jail. So the guys say, okay, write us the ticket. Just, we want to get out of here. We want to get home. We want our wives to cook us a meal. We want to enjoy a bottle of wine. Just please write the ticket.
We don't even want some duck.
So the guy's writing out the ticket, and he goes, by the way, where do you boys live? The one guy looks at the other guy. He pulls down his pants, bends over, and says, you're so darn smart, you tell us where we're from.
Silence.
You didn't get that?
Pure silence. That joke was too long for the payoff. It was okay, but it was too long for the payoff.
Yeah.
The payoff needed to
be
better.
I think, Don, you could have done better.
Okay, what's Michael Jackson's favorite university?
Brigham Young.
That's right.
Brigham,
oh, you've been there too, huh?
Yeah. You know,
okay.
You guys want to hear, this year alone, Georgie Jessel personally supported more than a million. No. I won't say that one. Forget it.
Hey. Don Nikoloff, why don't you be the bartender?
You want me to be the tarbender?
The bartender.
And?
Judge, the charge is theft.
If anybody
of
wants
16
to drink.
Radios. Are you the defendant? The defendant. No, sir. I'm the guy that stole the radios. See, we got to teach people something.
Now, listen, I want you guys to know, at 6:35, we have 20 minutes more to go of filling in time before we have the Zany Mystic, okay?
Before a good show comes on.
Before a good show comes on. Now, Zany called us last week.
Called Les last week?
Yes, yeah, he had the courage to call. And you know what? It's like the BBS. I know there's BBS hosts that are listening right now.
You think so?
They wish you tell somebody about their show, okay? It's kind of like,
so
just imagine.
You mean we're going to have the BBS radio show host call in half hour?
Well, you know,
that's
it's an opportunity.
Cool. That is an opportunity.
Yeah, it's like their opportunity to come to the Donna Wynn Show local
Show. I don't think there's very many of those.
The local radio bar and hang out with the guys sitting on their bar stools.
See, I always wanted a coffee shop. Aren't we going to build a coffee shop on the other side, you and I?
No, it's a bar.
Wasn't it going to be a coffee shop? It was going to be etheric, but it served a lot of booze.
Well, coffee shops serve coffee, you know that.
But this one was more etheric. It's going to be on the other side. You and I were going to run it. Well, I would run it, and you'd be Wynn. And we were going to serve good coffee and great booze.
Yeah, I would just come in on my computer, as long as you had Wi-Fi, and I'd sit there and work on
Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Hey, where we're going, we won't need no stinking Wi-Fi.
Hey, I have a good name for your new bar and coffee shop. You could call it Bar Stucks.
Bar Stucks?
Yes.
Come in.
Bar what?
And enjoy.
Bar Stucks.
Bar Stuck?
Yes.
Like Bar Stucks.
Bar Stuck.
Instead of Starbucks, you call it Bar Stucks.
Bar Stucks. Those stuck in the bar.
Is it going to be coffee? Or
those that can't get out. No way home.
Is it going to be Maxwell House?
I like Columbia. I mean, hey, folks, Little White, better. Or no, that was Little Yellow, White. I don't know. I can't remember. Wasn't there some commercial about that? Some medication commercial? Little White, better. Little Yellow, better. That was their slogan. For those of you who cherish nostalgia, there was a commercial put out by Big Pharma that had as their slogan, Little Yellow, better. Anybody? My phone's going off in
that,
the back.
That must have been before my time, Don. I don't
know. Well, you know, we were all young. Can't remember nobody. I bet you nobody remembers. I bet you nobody remembers. I wonder if somebody actually knows the answer to that little pill. What do you think?
What I'm trying to figure out.
If you do, send an email to Wynn. Wynn, what's your email address? You're going to give him a free book. Wynn this.
I never agreed to give him a free book.
Well, give him a free book. I mean, if they can answer that, they get a free book. Can you answer it?
Say the question again.
Little Yellow Better. The slogan. Big Pharma, old commercial. What pill? Was it the blue pill or the red pill?
Is this about Alice in Wonderland?
No, this is just a fact. So, you're going to give away a book to somebody who knows that fact, right?
No.
You're not. You're so chintzy and cheesy. Hold on, folks. Let's get to know Wynn. Wynn, this is the Get to Know You hour. We've got about 20 minutes, which seems to suit the hour. So, now, we ask you, when will you give up one of your books free? Let's highlight that word. Free.
It's not a good one.
Hold on. No. Shh. I know it hurts. I know it hurts, man. It hurts. When it's all right. Settle down, mofo.
Wait a second.
Okay? You're all right. You're not going to burn. You're not going to hell. I promise. Shh.
Anyone that answers that question won't appreciate my book.
Oh, you know, you should have been a lawyer on top of what I was trying to get to.
Well, you know what? I got a whole bunch of lawyer questions here.
What, Wynn?
Wait a second.
Can I help you? I'm trying to help you, man. I'm trying to actually help you.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Here we go. A young lawyer meets the devil at a bar association convention, and the devil says, listen, if you give me your soul and the souls of everyone in your family, I'll make you a full partner in your firm. And the young lawyer says, so what's the catch?
That's good. That's actually quite good.
Well, God found Satan copying the throne in heaven.
Right.
And God came down and said, where did you get that idea? And he said, well, I hired a special sculptor to do this. And he's good. He's every bit as good.
Did he know what the little yellow pill was called?
I don't
see,
because really
I still think you all should email Winfrey. Go to his bio page on bbsradio.com. Email Winfrey and say, I know the answer. Send me a free book, or you're a chintz. You're a cheapskate. You're a chintz. And, you know, this was hard enough to figure this one out. I want my free book. And if Wynn doesn't give you a free book, folks, email Don at bbsradio.com.
And I
promise you I will deal with it.
Comment.
I will deal with it.
That's got to be the first time somebody did a giveaway book pitch in the middle of a joke.
Hey, this is the Wynn and Don show.
Well, anyway, so God discovered that Satan was copying his throne, and Satan told him that he hired this really good sculptor that's down there in hell with him. And God says, well, I'm not going to stand for this. This isn't going to be allowed. And Satan said, well, sue me. And God said, you know, that's a good idea. I am. I'm going to sue you. And I'm going to get a real good attorney, and I'm going to sue you. And Satan said, oh, yeah? He said, where are you going to get one?
That's right. That see,
don't
you
send
know,
in for that book.
I like your way of thinking.
Are you a lawyer? Yes. How much do you charge? $100 for 4 questions.
Or $400 for an hour.
Isn't that awfully expensive? Yes. What's your fourth question?
I don't think lawyers charge less than $650 anymore, do they?
It's an old book, man.
I mean, I know mine. I got to tell you, $650 is like squeezing the barrel now. There's so many problems out there. If you go that route, it can lead to cash.
Hey, Don Nikoloff, what's new in the world? What's going to happen this month? According to what you know.
Well, you know, we've got some scares out there, but I will tell you that they're doing what they can to cover up all the scandals.
The truth movement.
Yeah,
the truth movement
is basically uncovering
everything
right now.
And everybody's feeling it through osmosis. I don't care what. Tell me I'm an idiot and send me another email that says I'm an idiot. Go ahead. It's osmosis, baby, and it's happening globally.
What do you think the problem is when they have to solicit Paris Hilton to come out and talk dirty about John McCain?
Yeah, I mean, like that. I'm still trying to figure out what his new cheek's going to look like.
I don't read the news. Did Paris Hilton talk about John McCain?
Oh yeah, there's somebody filmed something, and it's probably up on YouTube. I haven't really looked at it or anything. I'm not really interested.
It was meant to be cheeky, wasn't it?
Well, I think it's just Paris Hilton at her best, is what it is.
I think, you know, she's a sexy little girl, isn't she?
Well, you know, to each his own, I guess.
I mean, sexy in the way of she's quite alluring.
Like I said, to each his own.
Aesthetically, I mean. Do you know what I mean? You know, I try to convince people, but then what do I... I mean, I don't know. She's a hottie.
Oh, I don't know.
She's a little hottie. Now, unfortunately, She could do a lot of great. She could be a queen if she were to educate herself. And I mean educate herself in the ways of really beautiful people. And then she'd realize that, you know, her magnetism, the power of her sacred geometrical form, requires her to be more responsible than others because it carries a greater, pardon me, attraction. And if she were to use that, now there would be a dynamic situation. But unfortunately, she chooses the physical pleasures, which I also enjoy. Yes, to all you all people out there that wonder.
You know,
which probably nobody wonders, because, I mean, there's no wonder here.
Since you and Paris have something in common, why don't you invite her on our show next week? And then we'll increase our ratings.
Well, you know, I'm not in it for the ratings. If I was in it for the ratings, I would have got another co-host.
He'd have
Donald Trump.
Yeah, someone with the same name as me or something. You know, something wise. I'd have done something wise.
Here, what did the elephant say to the naked man?
You know, now we know what his twitch is. You know, we now know a new remote button on Winfrey's remote that we're building. Remember, folks, we're building this. It's a new button, and now it has a tell. Anytime it's buggered, it will tell a joke. All right, let's go. Folks, back to you, Wynn.
Hey, my company put me up in a pretty low-class hotel. I called the front desk and said, I got a leak in my sink. And they said, go ahead.
But I can't. My hole's all plugged up.
Okay, what did the elephant say to the naked man? It's cute, but can you really breathe through that thing?
What did the brown gerbil say to the white gerbil?
What?
First time here, huh?
Hey, Richard Gere would love that joke. Maybe
there's
even Schwarzenegger.
Win.
Egger. Auger. Whatever. Yeah, we're going back to Carmel here, folks. We're looking for you, Clint. Where's that Lint?
Here's a good one. You ready for this one? Four big executives are playing golf together. On the second tee, they hear the phone ring, and Michael Eisner reaches into his golf bag, pulls out a cellular phone, and talks to his office. They play the second hole. On the third tee, there's a little buzz, and Warren Buffett puts one finger in his ear and one finger to his mouth and talks. Afterwards, he explains that he has a tiny microphone installed in one fingernail and a tiny speaker in another so he can keep in touch with the office. Everyone's impressed. They play the third hole. On the fourth tee, Ted Turner starts talking, no phone or anything. Afterwards, he explains he has a microphone and a filling in his tooth and a speaker in his ear, so they can always connect to the office. They're even more impressed. Suddenly they see Bill Gates pull his pants down, squat, and reach into his golf bag for a toilet paper, roll of toilet paper. He looks up and says, it's okay, I'm expecting a fax.
Oh, God.
All right.
All right. How can I help you now, Wynn? I don't think I can. Honest to God, I don't think I can help you now. I think you're done in radio. I think you've been pooped on. You're it. You're over. I'm gonna make sure of it.
Hey,
I've had it with your poopular jokes.
Hey,
you're now a pile of nothing.
Here are the bar jokes. You ready for a bar
joke?
You're
that little white speck on top.
A termite went into a bar and asked, "Is the bartender here?"
We're excited.
What's the punchline?
I remember I said I, you know, he was talking about me having the ability to fire him. I don't, but I wish it did.
Wait a second, I got to explain this. A termite, when it's a termite, and he's going into a bar.
Yes, right now I wish I did.
And he asks, is the bar tender here?
Oh, I see.
He's about to eat the bar, and he wants to make sure it's a tender bar.
Tender. Tender. Isn't he a holy man? He was. He might be whole again. Whole again. Whole again. A holy gun. You know, I'm worried about those guys. They tend to take a lot. Take a lot. I came a lot. Anybody? Anybody? Back to you, Wynn.
No jokes right now. I was just thinking of the question that Wynn asked earlier.
Wynn asked. You know, we could probably do a Wynn Amp knockoff. Wynn asked.
And
therefore and there was audio. Hell, that'd be a great little website. Wynn asked. Why don't you get the .com for that, Wynn? Would you let Don Nikoloff talk? He's trying to finish.
I'm not saying a word.
Well, I barely got started. I got interrupted again. So I was just going to say that I listened to the introduction to the Olympics, and they were talking about a country where the people are oppressed, where people are in prison, where people are starving, where there are no jobs, people are living $2 a day, and I could swear they were talking about the United States of America, but they were talking about China, and I was quite surprised to hear them say that, because it easily could have been our country they were talking about.
Yeah.
They have a very interesting perspective of how they present the news on mainstream TV, and they instantly turn this international event into a political event. Despite the fact that...
Well, look, it's the Chinese government.
Well, I'm talking about NBC doing this. I'm not talking about China doing
this. Well, the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder what's going on. You know, I don't even want to know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just would like it to stop. They're killing people, and there is no rationale for it. It's one Obama nation after another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are today, folks. Look at the polls. Anyways, we got a call in the line. We got about 30 seconds, and we have to call in the light. Don, it was a pleasure having you with us on the Wynn and Don show today.
A pleasure being with you. Thanks for the jokes. And
thanks, Don, for the memories.
Don, hang in there. Join us for our conclusion of the show. This is where we attempt to change the energy of the whole show and go into something more serious, where we kind of do a group prayer for the upliftment of our planet.
And I am in earnest with this. I love this. This is the most fantastic moment of my week. So if you people don't think we get into it, we do. We believe in this.
Well, just go along with it, and some people notice something and some people don't. Those people that are not familiar with me, I have a show on 6 o'clock on Monday on BBS, and I've had these groups in other dimensions talking to me, and they're kind of using me as a spokesperson down here, and that's not the purpose of the Donna Wynn show, so I'm not going to go into it, but here we go. We're going to call on those groups right now, and some people can feel the energy in their space shift when we do this. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and to the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy. Those of you who are free willingly choosing to participate, that we can tie the energies together, our energy that's in the matrix, in other dimensions. We can bring them together and create a group energy in what Jesus called communion. And we can invite other positive beings into our group energy. And so we do that. We invite those positive groups, the Elohim group and the Ra group and others who are service to others, into our energy. And if you shut your eyes, some of you can feel and see the energy of this. Feel the energy through your third chakra and your crown chakra. And as we have this energy, we can make requests. And so right now, I would like to ask for the principle of peace to prevail on this planet. And that all those people who are desiring peace for the highest good of all concerned can join in, whether they hear us or not, tap into the energy of that. And we ask for interventions for the highest good that can help us hold that peace on this planet as we go in through our dimensional shift. So on that note, I am going to say good night to everybody. My name is Wynn. This is the Don and Wynn Show. We have Don Nikoloff as our guest.
Thank you, Don. Evident Footprints, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 10 p.m.
10 p.m. Pacific time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Wynn, thank you.
Okay, Don, thank you.
Folks.
We'll talk to you later.
You got it, Wynn. We love you. Folks, that was Wynn, free. And that was the Don and Wynn Show. We got a beautiful show coming up for you now. One that actually you should have stuck around for because it's a fireside chat. And it's with the Zany Mystic. So don't go anywhere. You're going to love this show. It's one of the finest shows on the network.
I love you. Ugh.